learning to recycle from Mother Nature. For weeks, I eyeballed a dead deer lying on a roadside wheat field. Each time I passed, I saw carrion eaters had whittled the carcass further. When I first spotted the broken body, I hoped a highway crew would clean it up. After observing how many meals it provided not only to crows and magpies, but also to other scavengers, I realized it had served a better purpose where it was. In nature, nothing goes to waste. My grandmothers recognized this truth as they recycled string, foil, sacks, and glass. Plastic, foil, and paper may be convenient, but they also may be humanity's downfall. To develop this understanding, I recalled a family trip to Cherokee Village near Tahlequah, Oklahoma. One discovery archaeologists made as they researched the middens was the lack of refuse. The tour guides, descendants of former occupants, reminded us the ancient Americans used every part of creatures they harvested. Skins provided shelter and clothing. Villagers turned bones and bladders into tools, utensils, and containers. They used shells and claws for decorative and musical purposes. Nothing went to the dump until it could not be recycled again. Nature follows the same rule. As soon as a bird or beast expires, its immediate biological functions cease, but new functions rev up. The immediate use of the dead creature is obvious. It offers protein. Depending on delicate nostrils, carrion eaters compete for delicacies. At the same time, insect species discover the new food source and join the fray. As the bugs arrive, the carcass assumes additional duties. Many utilize it as an incubator. They drop in to eat, lay eggs, and depart, leaving larvae to incubate and perpetuate their species. Once flesh is devoured, rodents zero in on remaining bones, a rich mineral source they nibble with relish. My family once discovered a shedding ground in Wyoming where we couldn't find a single ungnawed antler. Not only does nature recycle her creatures, she provides plants, trees, and shrubs with remarkable recycling abilities. Walk through a wooded area and notice the carpet of dead leaves. Lift a section and observe a universe. Those leaves and humus renew soil, supporting everything living in that area. Decomposition-generated warm temperatures initiate numerous biological processes. Fungi love decaying patches as they continue nature's work, breaking larger elements into microscopic, absorbable elements. Similar activity occurs in compost piles that good gardeners depend upon to create luxuriant plant growth. Note fallen trees. Those house birds, beasts, and insects. Once decomposition begins, same creatures revitalize soil from which the tree sprouted. Kick one to see it dissolve into sawdust and wood chips. It takes time to recycle plant and animal matter. Despite our impatience watching the slow process, humans still create packaging that breaks down inefficiently. Returning to recyclable packaging is a good idea. It may not be convenient, but that convenience means we have time to squeeze one more stressor in an already crowded day. If we enjoyed less convenience, we might enjoy the world more. Stepping onto her porch to collect the morning milk delivery, Grandma saw many beautiful sunrises. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.